two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, October 22nd. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Maria Shalaya, sitting in today for Tim and Amanda. Clear skies in downtown Salt Lake City, 45 degrees.
Good speeds on all of our roadways at the moment. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. A two-year Justice Department review found incidents of racism were common in the Davis School District. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomba says the district has settled the case, promising to do better.
We apologize. We're sorry for what happened.
That's Davis School District spokesperson Chris Williams speaking to KSL-TV, responding to the settlement agreement between the district and the U.S. Department of Justice. KSL.com reports the department found frequent and pervasive harassment of Black and Asian American students. Williams says no student should come to school feeling like this is a place where they don't want to be. The district is taking a number of steps to prevent future discrimination and harassment, including training staff and students and creating a new department to handle complaints. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The suspect in the murder of University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe will make a court appearance this morning. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the latest in this case. Heather?
Well, Maria, the detention hearing is scheduled for 9 a.m. for Book in Book. A judge is expected to decide if Book should be held without bail on charges of aggravated murder and attempted murder. Book is accused of shooting both Lowe and his girlfriend over a parking issue on a street in Sugar House last month. The girlfriend is still recovering from her injuries. At the time of the shooting, Book was on probation for two robberies he'd been convicted of in 2019. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A memorial walk is taking place today to honor the life of murdered University of Utah track athlete Lauren McCluskey. McCluskey died 3 years ago today when a man she had previously dated murdered her outside her college dorm. Today, the University of Utah, Utah State, SUU, and 30 other colleges across the country will walk to remember Lauren and raise awareness about domestic violence and campus safety. We are working to gather information on a fire in Tooele County this morning. The flames were spotted in West Canyon in Grantsville. We are still working on the details on the size of that blaze and how it may have started. And as soon as we know more, we'll bring that to you. KSL's top national stories this hour. A fatal accident on a movie set in New Mexico. Police confirm actor Alec Baldwin discharged a prop gun and it killed one person and wounded another.
Authorities confirming that actor Alec Baldwin accidentally discharged a prop gun, shooting two people on the set of the upcoming Western movie Rust. Helena Hutchins, the 42-year-old director of photography, eventually dying, while director Joel Souza is still undergoing treatment for his injuries. An image is taken after the shooting. Baldwin is visibly distraught. The sheriff's department says that no charges have been filed, but that the investigation remains active.
ABC's chief national correspondent Matt Gutman reporting. Vaccine booster shots from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson were given the green light last night by the CDC. The panel also paved the way for mixing and matching the various shots, saying data shows it's safe.
I don't think we have long-term follow-up that says that one is better than the other. So as far as I'm concerned, if you want to mix and match, that's fine. If you want to stick with the original, that's perfectly fine as well.
Dr. Ashish Shah with the Brown University of Public Health says millions of Americans will now be eligible for boosters beginning this weekend. More questions than answers after the month-long search for Brian Laundrie ended this week with the discovery of his remains in a nature reserve in Florida. Laundrie was the only person of interest in the murder of Gabby Petito.
How Brian died remains unknown. Investigators would not comment when asked whether a weapon was found at the scene. Meanwhile, Petito's family reacting to the news only saying they are grieving the loss of their beautiful daughter.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. The November 2nd election is just over a week and a half away, and Vice President Kamala Harris joined Democratic nominee for Governor of Virginia Terry McAuliffe last night to rally voters.
We will not be distracted. We will not be dissuaded. We will not be deterred. This election is too important.
Harris told the crowd progress would be stalled if Republican Glenn Youngkit gets elected.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.